This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. The parents of a Texas A&M University student who died under what they claim are suspicious circumstances this weekend have retained a well-known Houston area attorney to represent them. Brianna Aguilera was found dead at an apartment complex Saturday night in Austin after the Texas A&M versus UT football game. Her parents have hired Tony Busby, who previously ran for mayor of Houston and has been a part of several high-profile cases. In a post on social media, Busby wrote that the family is certain that what happened is, quote, not an accident. Busby will host a news conference tomorrow with more details on his role in helping the family. The Houston Police Department appears likely to continue coordination with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. That's because a proposed measure to curtail HPD's work with ICE is failing to gain steam at the Houston City Council. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh obtained a copy of the proposal and spoke with key city officials.
Officers are currently required to contact ICE if they encounter someone with an immigration warrant. That would change under Councilmember Letitia Plummer's proposal, which would grant officers discretion on whether to contact the agency. She says it's needed in a county with more than 600,000 unauthorized immigrants.
We need to do right, and we need to protect them in the best way that we can.
An earlier version would have prohibited police from extending traffic stops to wait for immigration officers. She struck that language after concerns from City Attorney Arturo Michel. But Michelle says,
I think there's still concerns.
He points to a state law curtailing the ability of cities to limit collaboration with immigration officials. Plummer also lacks support from key council members who say they will not sign on to the measure. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
In sports, the Rockets easily blew past the Sacramento Kings last night with a 121-95 victory. The game was close at the halfway point. However, the Rockets cruised to their 14th victory of the season. The team will look to continue their hot start to the year at home tomorrow against Phoenix. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.